Today's Tuesday, May 7th. The title for our devotional is Opposite Reactions. This week, we're looking at the power of the Spirit to deliver from evil spirits. In Matthew 12:28, Jesus says that he casts out demons by the Spirit of God. Again, this topic and this text specifically can be easily misunderstood and misapplied. Therefore, instead of just noting that Jesus cast out demons by the Spirit of God, we're going to spend a few days here exploring the fuller context. So let's begin in verse 22 with the situation that brought about this statement from Jesus. We're going to read Matthew 12:22-24. And a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." First of all, the word translated demon oppressed in verse 22 really just means demonized. When we hear demon possessed, we tend to think of a situation where the demon like supersedes the will of the human and fully controls them. It seems that is rare, if that ever happens at all, that a demon takes control of a person on this level and supersedes their will. Instead, it seems better to think of it as an indwelling demon. That is not to say that they don't have power. Remember, spirit refers to an invisible power or force. Demons are unclean or evil spirits that oppose God's truth and God's goodness in the world. They seek to destroy and corrupt. They primarily work by lying, deceiving, and threatening humans. They accuse and seek to remind us of our sin. Most of the time, they do this from the outside, but from the biblical evidence, we can see they can indwell and demonize as well. So this is, again, this indwelling is referred to as demonization. In these cases, deliverance is necessary to remove them, as we see in the case of Jesus here. The demon in this man caused him to be blind and mute. Demons, therefore, can cause physical maladies. This, of course, is not to say that every physical malady is demonic. Yet, from this text and others, it seems clear that demons can cause physical infirmities. The deliverance from this demonic spirit then brought healing to the man's eyes and ears as well. This deliverance from Jesus, an act of power, it resulted in amazement and speculation. "Can this be the son of David?" That is, can this be the Messiah? The people were saying. The ease with which Jesus cast out demons, his authority and teaching was of a power that they had never experienced before. We read in Mark 1:27, "And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.'" So the people here in this story were on their way to the correct conclusion. The Pharisees, however, accuse him of casting out demons by the power of the prince of demons, that's Beelzebul. Beelzebul was a Canaanite deity that means Lord of Flies. The name is derived from the word Baal, which is a common pagan god in the Old Testament. In the New Testament times, it came to refer to Satan, the prince of demons. The Pharisees could not argue with the results here, right? The healed man was right in front of them for everyone to see, and they saw that Jesus cast out the demons, and he was healed. So they challenged the means by which Jesus achieved these results. They claim that he is empowered by Satan to cast out demons. Tomorrow, we will see Jesus challenge this assertion on two fronts. Reflection today, and this is really the big idea of this passage and what Matthew's trying to lead us to, is what is the response to this power of Jesus? This power reveals that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, the Holy One of God who brings the kingdom of God. So do you respond with awe and wonder, praise and worship at the signs of power that reveal who Jesus truly is, that he is the Son of God, that he is God in flesh, the Messiah who redeems the world? Or do you respond with skepticism and cynicism as the Pharisees do?